Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In addition to ISAs, the fixed-rate bonds have edged up. You can now get up to about 4% for a one-year bond, for tying in your money for 1 year. If you're prepared to tie it up for longer periods, as long as 5 years, you can get 4.15 from Nationwide Building Society. And this weekend and early into next week, we're expecting even higher rates to be around.
I suppose one of the problems is that people don't necessarily feel that an interest rate of 3.5% is that much, even though as a real return it is historically quite high over and above inflation.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a good point, Matthew. I mean, if, let's take RPI rather than the government's invented measure of inflation, CPI, the thing that went up this week. Let's take RPI at zero and let's assume that prices generally, however you measure them, are generally falling. When they're very low, rates don't have to be that high for you to earn a real return. You don't need to earn such a high rate. So you're in the case of a 4% bond, let's assume you're a non-taxpayer, you could be earning a 4% real return. That, in practice, could retain more of the value of your money than when both rates are high and inflation's also high.
But, Charlene, I suppose we have to look ahead as well, because if you were to tie your money up in, say, the Nationwide account that Steve mentions, that's a five-year fixed-rate bond, where will inflation be in, well, not just 5 years, but even in, you know, 1 or 2 years?
Well, that's a good question, and no one can sort of answer that question with any certainty. But I think I think inflation will be higher than it is now. I think the period of deflation is expected to be quite short-lived. I know the Bank of England is taking action to spur inflation. So when it does come back, possibly next year, it could come back quite quickly. And that would definitely make a difference to savers' returns. And so if you are thinking of locking your money away for 3 or even 5 years, you've got to be very careful, because you don't want to lock into a rate of, say, 4% if...
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about AI and the business travel sector. I speak to Tim LaBelle, head of product for SAP Concur Spend Solutions.
We'll have so much data that our travel will be safer.
Shelley Fletcher-Bryant, VP of Advito.
AI can certainly contribute to more eco-friendly travel practices.
And author and public speaker, Theo Lau.
AI can help us predict when it will be a peak travel, more delays, cancelled flights.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.